Brian Had a Dream, 10,000 movies, 40 years. This is his journey, and this is your invitation to join along. This is the quest for 10,000.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Brian.
And welcome once again to the quest for 10,000, our audio journey with Brian as he tries to watch 10,000 movies before he turns 40. And friends, we have entered the end game. This is our episode that will preview and review Avengers Endgame. And this is also our episode where we will talk about Brian's 10,000th movie. Obviously, will be Avengers Endgame. Brian, tell us how you feel about this monumental event, the movie or just the completion of your quest.
Well, I wouldn't call it, well, I mean, it might be monumental to me, but that's a big word to use. It's satisfying. I hope the movie's good. I think it will be. It appears to be getting rave reviews. So, of course, you know, the early reviews are people that I think were probably predetermined to love the movie. I think they would have loved whatever they put out. So, we'll see if it's as, I expect it will be good. We'll see if it's stratospheric good. It may be.
Yeah, the advanced reviews are great. We should mention, listeners, there will be lots of spoilers, both in this preview section and then, of course, in the review section that we will have in this episode. Light spoilers, at least in this preview, because one of the big things coming into this was some leaked footage, apparently, about a week ago from us recording this, about a week from the release date. Some leaked footage appeared online, got taken down pretty quickly, but there's been some descriptions of that leaked footage. Brian, did you watch the video of the leak?
I did not watch. I read about it. I mean, I think what happened was, in essence, they were doing some footage for foreign markets. I think Chinese market, but it may have been somewhere else. And they were doing some dubbing and stuff like that. And somebody, security was not as tight there as it would have been, you know, on their home base. And so I think that's how the footage got released.
So you've read it. I know I've read it too. Is there anything that has struck you as particularly interesting, or maybe you're really wondering how they're going to pull this off?
Well, I mean, you know, the overall timeline of the Avengers movies, you know, we were relatively sure, I was relatively sure, that the Avengers took place kind of in real time. You know, it came out in 2012, and I felt like it was probably supposed to have taken place in 2012. But this one starts with a jump, like 5 years post-snap, which, you know, in our time, it's only been, you know, a year. So, you know, the timeline gets a little fuzzy. And what have they been doing for 5 years? But there's some potential for some cool stuff. So far, everything I've read seems like it's going to be a fitting farewell to a lot of these characters.
Well, and I think, too, a lot of the things in the leaked footage that I read, I felt like it's have been part of fan theories, and some of the things you could parse out of some of the trailers, for instance, the time travels involved. Most people figure that out from the trailers and
sure,
the appearance of Ant-Man.
If you watch the post-credit sequence, told us time travel was involved, right?
If you watch the post-credit sequence to Ant-Man and the Wasp, which I just did with my wife and son, and they kind of lampshade this idea that there's a time vortex in the quantum realm and those sorts of things. So most of that leaked footage seemed, you know, not hugely surprising, but still kind of interesting. One of the pieces I read, having to deal with maybe Captain America and Thor's hammer, which just seems really awesome. Then the other thing, though, that I have seen in some advanced reviews, not so much in descriptions of this leaked footage, and I'm wondering what you might think of this if you've read the same thing. They talk about how it's Captain America's movie, and Iron Man obviously plays a significant protagonist role
as
well.
I think it's dual, but
right.
That's okay.
But the thing that I've read that seems interesting to me, and that I'm most maybe looking forward to, is I've read a couple of reviews that say what happens to Thor is almost unexplainable. And so I'm wondering if you've seen that and if you have any thoughts as to what could mean.
I think a couple of things. I think Thor has been, if you watch the previous three Thor movies, his movies of the big three, and by big three I mean Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor, and they're the only three that have gotten three movies to date, three individual movies. So I think others have gotten sequels, but they're the only ones that have gotten a trilogy. And it feels like his movies have been the most uneven of the three, like they've gone all that. And part of that is because they haven't, up until maybe with Ragnarok they did, but it feels like they never really found a consistent vision. And some of that's because they didn't have like one guiding principle or one guiding force that kind of was going through those movies. You know, the Russos sort of took over Captain America, and Jon Favreau started Iron Man, and he kind of stayed, and even Shane Black was doing, Shane Black's a friend of his, so they sort of kept it in their vision and what they knew the character could be. And Thor is a tricky character, in part because he pulls on so much mythology, so you want to run with that, but then how does that work with the MCU? So you got all this stuff, and then, you know, after Avengers, it was clear that really everybody likes Thor, but Loki was the star. You know, Loki was the one that people were really clamoring for, and the sequels to Thor sort of, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to do that dynamic. And so Thor's been all over the place. And I have read that the end for this movie does, some people are complaining that it sort of craps all over what Ragnarok has sort of built for Thor. And it sort of says, we're going to go in a different direction now. And, you know, that's the frustrating thing about the character. But
interesting. So, yeah, it leads me to believe, you know, one of the tropes in the Thor comics is how he becomes eventually Odin, or kind of how he kind of gets to that point, and then Odin always comes back to life. It makes me think maybe that'll happen. Maybe something with Loki. Maybe, like in the comic books a couple of years ago, Jane Foster became Thor. And so maybe there's some sort of nod to that, or an MCU version of that. It just makes me really interested, because I think the first Thor is probably the most unsung of, especially the initial phase of Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good film. The Dark World, I don't ever want to watch again. And then Ragnarok. Ragnarok, everyone rightly loved and praised.
Yeah, well, Ragnarok is sort of a hybrid of Thor and Guardians, right? It's got a lot. I know it's not a James Gunn movie, but it feels like it could have been. I mean, it feels like it's got that sort of quirky, and it's chock full of humor, and I mean it's certainly more than James Gunn. I mean it's the guy, I don't know how to say his name exactly, so I won't butcher it, but it's the guy that helped make the Flight of the Conchords movies, and you can feel that. You can feel that sensibility to it, and that's why I think people are drawn to it, because it's so Guardians is close, but it's so unique in this universe to have a movie that's a full-on, like, just comedy romp.
Yeah, it's got a really unique energy to it. And my hope is that
the
energy.
Colors in it, I mean, the colors in it are some of the most dynamic, because Guardians, it's on a ship most of the time, and it's got colors, but it winds up being real darkly lit in a lot of places. This movie, Ragnarok, was all bright, like, just, you know, vibrant colors, and just felt so different from all the movies. But going back to what we started with, where we said it was Iron Man and Captain's movie, I want to rephrase that and say I think this movie is, in essence, a swan song for the original six. I mean, I think they're the star, and they carry the movie. And I think the idea is to close out them, and some of them may still be, you know, parts of the movie of the franchise going forward, but to make sure that we finished up what they are, so that we can move on to a new phase of either Avengers or whatever it is they want to call themselves now.
Well, let's talk about that new phase a little bit before we get to maybe actual predictions within the movie. I think I saw too a headline. Kevin Feige said that phase three ends actually with Spider-Man Far From Home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what do you think? After that,
well,
what do you think will be?
He says one thing he said before is he said that the previous phase didn't really end until, phase two didn't really end until the movie after Civil War, you know, that, that with Ant-Man. So he said we have this history of, like, we get to the big climax, then we have another movie that's sort of a coda to end it. But I think what he's really saying is Far From Home is going to set up, I mean, it's going to be the introduction to Phase 4. So I don't think, I think of this as being the end, and Far From Home as being like the bridge to the next part.
So what do you think, what do you think is going to be coming to us? There's some obvious answers in,
Oh,
that.
And you know what they are. They start and end with Fantastic Four and X-Men. I mean, that is what the next phase is all about, integrating those characters and those stories into the MCU. And then the only thing I mean, and obviously I think Fantastic Four, to me, is probably the trickier one because it has so much negative baggage with it because of the recent history. But also, I think it can be the most rewarding because X-Men is a little it's so expansive, and you run the risk of having so many characters that nobody can keep it straight. And there's also X-Men movies coming out like this year, so it's very confusing to a lot of people. To say, you know, it's like another Doctor Professor X, another, unless you can get you know, some of the guys to come back, which I don't know why they wouldn't. And even though he said he won't, I'd be not surprised, but I would be just not surprised or unsurprised if Hugh Jackman decided to come back and just maybe a cameo in one movie or something to kind of set up his situation or to set up the Wolverine character. It only feels right, but...
I agree. I think that that integration obviously is the most obvious thing. I think it'll be interesting to see Fantastic Four. They almost have to, because of the negative feedback on the films that they've had before. They almost have to go kind of tabula rasa.
Yeah, they have
completely.
To. They have to.
With X-Men, maybe there's a potential to integrate that Fox universe.
Well, you take the people that worked and you offer them contracts and you try to lock them down. And people that didn't, you say, well, let's start over. Because, I mean, obviously, I don't think you can... The way the X-Men work, at least in my mind, is the X-Men movies... an X-Men movie without a Professor X, without Magneto, doesn't work. Okay? The Wolverine movie might, but X-Men in general, those are the linchpins, right? If you don't have those, it's kind of like the Tony Stark and Captain America. Those are the linchpins of what you're doing. If you don't have those right, nothing else matters.
The other thing I think that'll be interesting in Phase 4 is now that you'll have this Disney streaming, you're also going to have some TV shows.
And they're apparently going to integrate the TV shows in a way they talked about doing with S.H.I.E.L.D., but could never really pull off.
Yeah, with it being a network show. So I think that'll be interesting. And then the other thing that I find most curious about this is we know we're going to get more sequels, right? We know there's going to be a Black Panther 2, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, likely to be, I would think, a Captain Marvel 2, maybe a Doctor Strange 2, maybe a third Ant-Man.
I think Doctor Strange 2 is confirmed, but I don't know how where the development is.
I'm going to be really interested to see if there are any characters that have not yet gotten solo movies, whether brand new to the MCU, or whether a character like Black Widow will finally get...
The Black Widow's one is supposedly in production. Remains to be seen, you know, after this movie, where that stands. I think we're kind of jumping the gun until we see how this movie ends. The other thing is the Eternals apparently are, because Angelina Jolie is in talks to be in the Eternals. So that's, you know, that's a possibility for something we haven't seen. To me, though, the next phase, you know, and I'm a big, I like these kind of things, but to me, Phase 4, Fantastic Four, duh. I mean, to me, that's sort of the way it goes, and to me, that means that this phase, however long it is, however many movies, ends with Galactus, right?
Phase 4 ends with Galactus?
Yeah.
Possibly. I could see that.
I mean, because, okay, whatever the phase is, so far at least, they seem to build towards some sort of like cataclysmic event that requires all of our heroes to join forces, right? They build towards this, spread it out through whatever. And now it's Thanos. Well, Galactus or some sort of like, you know, threat to the planet seems like that's the kind of event. And you know, you just got to keep building those. And if you're going to introduce Fantastic Four, I think Galactus is a natural sort of next step in that progression.
As long as he's not just a gigantic cloud, that would be
the interesting
thing
to me will be if, assuming that Captain makes it through, or that there is a Captain America, or assuming that Chris Evans is still involved in some capacity. If you have Fantastic Four and you have Human Torch and Captain America together, how do you handle that?
That'd be interesting.
There's got to be a comment, right?
Well, and what if Bill Foster from Ant-Man and the Wasp meets the Silver Surfer? Will that be weird?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're getting a little bit into our maybe some closer predictions for the film itself. So, usually when we've done these preview reviews, Brian and I have made predictions, none of which have turned out, I think, to be even remotely accurate. But we're still going to do that again. So Brian, let's each share three predictions that we have for the movie. Let's use some categories, though. So, again, for this one, who do you think is going to be the surprising breakout character? This would be someone who, like in Black Panther, Shuri was the breakout. You could call Spider-Man for Captain America Civil War for that. Maybe Infinity War might be Thor again, or Rocket, or you know, someone in that way. So who do you predict is going to be kind of the breakout character, other than kind of the main people we've already talked about or considered?
Yeah, I think the movie will be, I think the movie will have a surprising amount of Hawkeye in it. I think Hawkeye will become sort of like a, and it's hard to say he's a breakout character when he's been around now for, you know, 7 years, and he's been an original Avenger, even though of the six, I think he's everybody's six. I mean, I don't think there's anybody who has him ranked lower, higher than six, right? I mean, he's clearly like the hanger-on who just happens to be in the club.
Right.
But that having been said, I think he's going to wind up being, you know, and part of that is a gut because in Infinity War he was absent.
Yeah,
so,
I'm torn on this one myself. I could see Hawkeye, but I think I'm torn between choosing between Nebula and Ant-Man. The character,
of course, both. I mean, Ant-Man, I think you have to say he's going to have a huge role because he's the cross to get them to the quantum realm, right?
But yeah, I feel like, and I might just lean there because I feel like that might be a character that people come out saying we want to see more of that, and he may have end up having a higher profile. I think Nebula as a character will get much more depth and much more to do than she's
gotten.
Well,
and I hear you on Nebula too, because a part of me thinks she's the only one that non-Avenger, non-original six, that big name that survived the snap, right?
I think that's right.
I mean, it seemed like, we don't know. I mean, some people may or may not have been snapped off screen, but it appears that, you know, the original six, they went out of their way to make sure the original six survived, which, I mean, duh. I mean, they're trying to make a point, which comic books have never been subtle, so I don't blame them. But leaving her in that group sort of foreshadows that she has something big going on.
All right, so let's go from that, and let's make a prediction of how do the heroes end up stopping Thanos? How do you think that happens? What's your prediction along those lines?
Time travel, obviously, I think is the easy way. The question though is like, and I think it's not a difficult guess to think that they time travel back to the original battle in New York. I mean, that seems like a nice little way to cap what they've started. But the question is that the only time, you know, is that, are they going to time travel to multiple times or just that one place, or how limited will they be in their time traveling, and will they create alternate timelines like Back to the Future, or will they somehow kind of gloss over that?
Yes, obviously time travel, and this one feels more like just maybe talking more about spoilers too. I think the other big element, there's going to be multiple Infinity Gauntlets. There's been a Lego set that's kind of already spoiled that. There's a Lego Infinity Gauntlet that's like in Avengers Tower or something like that. So yeah, some form of time travel plus the Avengers have their own Infinity Gauntlet. Let's also make a prediction, just something maybe off the wall. What do you think is going to happen in this movie, whether it's the post-credits scene or something like that, just something off the wall that you just like, I think this is what's going to happen and what's going to show up. Just kind of out of nowhere.
I have heard post-credit scene. There's no real post-credit scene like we've been accustomed to. That instead, like, they do some sort of, like, way to honor each of the original six. That they have some sort of montage of their scenes, and they do something sort of, like, to highlight those people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really a sweet and nice way to sort of bow that out. So, I don't know if there's a post-credit scene. I guess morbidly curious in a way to see how hard Stan Lee's cameo hits me. Because, you know, this from what I understand, they are pretty much shutting the door and saying, this is it. There's no more Stan Lee. And, which in some, even if he had filmed something else, in some way, this seems like the perfect time to cap it off anyhow.
So you're gonna predict, again, that Stan Lee's cameo is going to hit you right in the gut. Not a huge,
random
prediction.
I don't know that we'll ever get a better cameo than his one in Captain Marvel. That was so... As somebody who watched Mallrats, you know, who was there and watched the movie when it came out, that was almost as perfect as you can get. But, you know, I don't... Beyond that, I'm wondering even if in this movie if some characters are going to get kind of lost in the shuffle because mm-hmm. there's so many.
Right.
And my suspicion is they're gonna lose two or three characters that we're gonna look back on it in not immediately, but in a week or two we're gonna start saying, where was so and so?
So my kind of nowhere prediction is I'm gonna go with and say Thor's gonna turn into a girl. That's what I'm gonna predict as far as a kind of out there prediction. I'll ask two more before we move on to eating our popcorn and candy and drinking our sodas. So one of the questions I've seen posed, obviously, is we know there's characters that went away in the snap that are coming back. We know Spider-Man's coming back, Black Panther's coming back, yes. Winter Soldier and the Falcon's coming back, Scarlet Witch is coming back, you know, all these
Strange
people
back.
Who have all the Guardians of the Galaxy are coming back.
Yes.
So we know they're coming back. But there were other characters that died, perished, not due to the snap.
Like Gamora,
like Vision, like Loki. How many of those characters, you know, what percentage of those characters do you think will also come back?
From what I can tell, and I don't know, I mean, it's just a hunch that from what I can tell, I think Loki is a presence in the movie because they travel in through time, but I don't know that Loki is a current presence. I can't get that sense, you know what I'm saying? I can't get the sense of that he's back after the snap or whatever, but I do get the sense he's in the movie. Because he has a presence in so much of the storylines from you know, work before. Gamora, I think, is a sure bet to make somehow finagle that and get her back
mm-hmm.
because she's so integral to what they're doing with Guardians. Although, if she does stay dead, I think her death hangs over the Guardians 3 movie. It becomes about processing. Well, in essence, it becomes... Star-Lord's processing yet another grief.
Or it becomes like the search for Spock and they go to get Gamora back.
That's true.
I think, too, my prediction, I think, probably lines up with yours. I would go with somewhere over 50%. Because, again, if you have time travel, it's really easy to bring the Vision back. You just stop Thanos before he takes Vision's mind stone away. So, okay, so now I think when we talked about Infinity War, you know, our prediction was who of Cap and Iron Man dies. We were like, one of them is going to die. Obviously, they didn't die in Infinity War, but this is the sequel, the continuation. One of them is going to die. So, my money is, for various reasons, Captain America. Do you have any argument to counter that it might be Tony?
I think Tony, in some ways, starts and ends with Iron Man. I mean, he's the kickoff, and he's the close down to the big, you know. So in some ways, I think it's more poetic in a way if you're going to write it out. But you know, the thing is, Iron Man's the first, but then you know, Captain is the first Avenger, and Captain also, like, he's the soul of the Avengers, right?
Right.
That's obvious, but I don't know. I don't know too because I think if Robert Downey Jr. is ready to go, Robert Downey Jr. is close to, he's in his mid 50s, right? He's close to 60, right? I mean, he's just an older gentleman. So it would make more sense in some ways to close the door on him than it would Chris Evans, who's not 40, who could conceivably want to step back into the role in 5, 6, 7 years, or could be convinced to. Whereas I think. But you can't write your stories that way. But I think both of them will get closure. And if I had to guess, I'd say Tony is the one to go. But I think both of those characters get, at least for now, some sort of final closure where we're satisfied with where their characters.
Well, I think it would be a huge swerve if it's Tony and not Cap. I will say that. So. So maybe by that logic, you could make a case for Tony. I think Cap's gonna bite the big one.
Now, before we go further, the other question I have is: once we've opened the Pandora's box of we can fix this with time travel, doesn't that become sort of like, well, why don't you fix this with time travel? Well, why don't you fix this with time travel? You know, doesn't that become sort of? I mean, doesn't it become sort of like the elephant in the room for every major.
Well, and that might end up being the focus of, say, Doctor Strange 2, with the time stone and what we saw with Mordo at the end of that about, you know, how you use power and responsibly and that sort of thing. We are coming up right up on time of our normal time for an episode. So actually, our preview will end here, but our review will start. With another episode. So you'll get two parts of this endgame, of both of Brian's quest and of the movie itself. At the end of our next episode, we will ask Brian a little bit more about how it feels to finally watch 10,000 movies before he turns 40. But thank you again for listening, downloading this podcast, sharing it with a friend, being a part of this journey and conversation with us. We will come back with you pretty soon with our review thoughts. Until then, we hope the next 3 hours for you is a 10.
10 plus.
Borderline 11.